And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. Pete Gray here with Rock God Rick Mexa. Having a great time talking some great fishing here. And, boy, we are talking about a great support group too. The Ken and Brad from Make-A-Wish Tuna Challenge are talking about that great tournament. And having fun here talking some fishing, right, Rick?
You're not kidding, man. Good opportunity to call. Good info this morning, too, and the best of causes in that Make-A-Wish Tuna Challenge. If you want to join us, be a part of the second hour. We want to hear from you. 833-288-0973. That's how you join us on Let's Talk Hookup this morning. Get in the fun. Talk some tuna challenge. Talk some fun with the fishing physicians in here this morning. And, man, as you mentioned, Pete, we are giving away such a killer prize. Make-A-Wish Tuna Challenge assembles such an awesome amount of prizes, whether it be the first place prizes for winning the big fish, or better yet, their mega raffle that they put together, which always has all these killer goodie bags that are worth, you know, hundreds and hundreds of dollars, and they give away so many of them. It's a really cool event at the awards party, and we're giving away one lucky caller is going to win $100 worth of those mega raffle tickets today at the end of the show to the Make-A-Wish Tuna Challenge. So a great opportunity at winning some great stuff. Again, if you want to get your shot at that killer prize, or better yet, your chance to talk to Ken and talk to Brad, 833-288-0973. That's how you reach us on the Fan.
I don't know who did it. I don't know why it happened, but the switch is on.
Ken asked yesterday to flip the switch. Remember,
Ken specifically
said Ken from Ken's Custom Reel, please somebody flip the switch. And so,
The switch is on, and we got the man, Captain Brandon Hayward from Bright Sport Fishing on the line. Good morning, Brandon.
Hey, good morning, guys. Long time no talk.
Yeah, man. We're looking forward to having you in the studio here at the end of the month, but you're busy fishing, aren't you?
We are. It's the time of year that we transition over to kind of full speed offshore after dipping our toes out there a little bit. And, we're doing that. Wes was out yesterday. He had full limits of bluefin for his four guys, so eight fish of the... It's crazy that we call 80 to 120 pounders mid grade these days.
Just the middle ones.
Insane. Real fun, really, really fast fishing. So things are looking really good. It's kind of like all that foaming, popping fish is kind of settling in and biting a little bit more. And it's kind of a little bit reminiscent of fall, a little bit easier to get a bite, okay?
Oh, gotta love that. And I understand Bite Sport Fishing Charters now has a new boat in the fleet, right?
We did. We picked up a 28-foot Parker.
Sweet.
And that'll be open for anyone. We can take up to five people on that thing. I think on the anchor for sea bass or islands, you can really fish six on that thing if you want to.
Sweet.
The back deck on it is just massive. That extra 3 feet just really, really opens things up.
Wow. That's really cool.
That's fantastic. Well, sounds like time to go fishing now. Are there any charters available to go catch some bluefin with Bite Fishing Charters?
Yeah, the extra boat opened things up. That was kind of part of the play there. And we actually lost we had a group that was supposed to come from out of town and fish Thursday, Friday. We lost them due to some health issues there. So we opened that up for open party out of Fisherman's Landing. You could just book that straight online. Either one of those could be a charter, or I think that the 12th is the next day that we're open for charter. So it could be Thursday, Friday, or the 12th.
Wow, but, so you actually have an open party trip where, like, one individual could book a spot to go fishing with you on Thursday or Friday.
Yeah, we're trying to do two of those trips a month, and we put a little raft of those things up, and they filled up instantly for August here. But, you know, someone else's loss is someone else's gain. So if you wanted to get out this Thursday or Friday, love to have you.
I always joke, like, how do we make sure that we're fishing with Wes and not with Brandon when we're trying to catch a 200-pounder? Because that guy has got some kind of horseshoe magic, man. Captain Wes on one of your Parkers has just got it so dialed in, Brandon. He's doing such a rad job.
It's like when people call, I say, well, he caught more than I did last year. Why do you want to go with me?
Yeah.
Because you're Brandon Hayward. Come on, man. You catch them, too. Hey, so, Brandon, so tell us about, so the boat, the big, the new big boat, the 28, is going to be stationed at Fisherman's Landing?
Yeah, that'll be at Fisherman's, and then we're still kind of trying to figure out our winter play for it. We actually went up to Ventura this year and ran up there for 4 weeks, or West did, and had stellar sea bass fishing, that classic kind of bait grounds fishing that we've been missing around here the last few years.
Yeah.
So I think it'll kind of like the Pacific Dawn does, and some of the overnight boats will probably bounce back and forth between the two landings, but it's definitely going to be headquartered down here, okay?
Nice. So you'll have the 28 and the 25 in San Diego?
28 and a 23, yeah.
And the
exactly.
23.
Yep.
Yeah. Wow. So that's fantastic.
Yeah.
So the easiest way to find out, I'm sure, is just to call you or email you, right?
Yeah, if they want to charter, give me a ring, or if anyone just has any questions, feel free to give me a call. You can always find us at bitesportfishing.com. And if you want to ever grab an open party or see what we're up to, you can just go on to Fisherman's Landing, search Bite Sport Fishing, or just scroll through the full schedule, and you'll see us up there.
B-I-G-H-T, Sport Fishing.
Yeah, like as in the Southern California Bite, exactly.
As in the Bite Journal.
And the Bite Journal, we still have one of those, too.
That's right, yeah. Like the guy that doesn't have anything going
on.
Yeah,
nothing
Brandon,
going on.
Brandon Hayward, congratulations on the great catch there. Limits of bluefin tuna and open party available this Thursday and Friday at fishermanslanding.com. Get on it. Thanks, Brandon. We'll look forward to having you right here in the fan studios real soon.
I'll see you in a few weeks. I have new material. More bad jokes.
I like it. All right. Thanks, Brandon.
How long do you think those open party spots are going to last in the middle of August?
They're gone.
They're gone in the next 15 minutes.
Sure, yeah.
Hey, well, let's continue with our catch report. The Surf Guru's on the line. Gundy Gunderson. What's up, Gundy?
What's up, gents?
Doing great,
fishing,
buddy. Good
man,
morning.
It's biting.
What? We're fishing so good, I got to take a number here.
Yeah, right.
That's good kind of trouble. Hey, I got to emphasize again, you know, how good the Corbina fishing is, and I'm going to highlight it this week because we had some terrific catches. Ideal water temperatures, strong tides. You see that new moon we've got, and then the crabs are just plentiful, and we're getting a lot of molters, a lot of soft shells. We talked about that last week. Catches reported from Santa Barbara to the Imperial Coast, and a lot more fish being seen up north, you know, than normal. 6.3 ounce was the big fish this week. And the guys are taking more of those quality fish. Starting up there in Santa Barbara, Hook, Line, and Sinker reported stretch along Carpinteria has been kicking out Corbina. Usually, like I said, they're kind of scattered up here, but the anglers report seeing big numbers of fish in the shallows and report taking several fish in the session. Wiley's reported good Corbina action along Malibu and Santa Monica beaches. Strong bite on fish to 3 pounds. Another angler hooked a great white there, Pete, fishing for sharks. Maybe AFCO come out with a chainmail swimsuit or something if this keeps up. It's getting kind of crazy. Just Fishing reported torrents in Manhattan beaches. Good Corbina action there. The guys are using sand crabs, fresh mussels, another backup bait. Top fish, 3 pounds, 6 ounces. Big Fish in Seal Beach reported excellent Corbina action. Sunset, Bolsa Chica, Huntington beaches, all fishing real well. 2 to 4 fish in the session, the guys are reporting. And then they're also screening for soft shells or some of those bigger baits, and it's worth the effort. Catch and Tackle reported good Corbina fishing along the peninsula there. Some better models, up to 4 pounds caught near the piers. A soft shell or a mid-sized crab's been the ideal bait. And then we don't mention the halibut. It's been a little slow, but down there Pacific Coast reported one of their regulars was fishing a Keytec swim bait on a drop shot in the lagoon there. Took a 38-inch halibut. Beautiful fish. And those guys having phenomenal Corbina fishing. South Carlsbad and Encinitas, Army Navy Academy. The shot checked in 2 5-pound Corbina, and I think the 6-pound 3-ounce was the tanker of the week. So lots of quality fish in the mix. It is time to catch quality Corbina. So if you could fit it in your fishing schedule, Pete, maybe you could get down to the beach, you know what I mean? Oh, did we lose? You still there, guys?
Yeah, I tell you what, Gundy, it sounds like even in the surf, you can get them right now, right?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, you make one of them boards where you spin it and whatever it says.
Exactly.
The fish,
that's it. Get it going. Yeah. Well, Gundy Gunderson, our surf guru extraordinaire, thanks a lot for that great report. And we will talk to you next Sunday.
All right. Great show. Great information.
All right. Thanks, Gundy.
Thanks a lot, Gundy. Appreciate that. Of course, now, I won't talk to you next Sunday because Rock Cut Rick and Corey will be here next Sunday. Great show next. So next Sunday, we decided to do a little freelance. I'm going to be heading up to Whalers Cove Lodge for our great trip. We're actually going to Gustavus Glacier Bay for a couple days to do some touring with some friends before our Let's Talk Hookup trip to Whalers Cove Lodge. So that's why I won't be here next Saturday and Sunday. But Ricky and Corey will be here next Saturday. It's going to be a great show with Steve, John, and Gene from Dana Landing.
That'll be fun.
And ECBT. Talk about a group of knowledge in there.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
yeah,
man,
no,
that's going to be a great show next Saturday. Then next Sunday, Rick and Corey are going to freelance. Of course, having just come back from Cedros Island and Cedros Sport Fishing, you're going to be freelancing, talking a lot about Cedros fishing and all that good stuff.
And then Corey, fresh back from Salto. That'll be really fun.
So, and you're just going to talk about inshore fishing.
Yeah.
And fishing in general, but just general inshore fishing. Because, you know, we used to have Corey as a guest on the show all the time. And then we thought, well, shoot, we haven't had a chance to really get in depth with Corey much.
I'm really pumped on this one because Corey, I mean, everybody I think does know this, but for the people that are lesser aware, Corey is one of, if not the best inshore fishermen, I mean, period. Like, you know, end of story. Certainly on the top of the list of everybody's info. And, I mean, his background from both, obviously being the swim bait guy that we all know and love, but, I mean, his background was working on the bait boats and working in the landings and working in the tackle business and working as a fisherman. Like, his background is so huge. And every time Corey's on the show with us, there's always so much stuff that I want to pick Corey's brain on, but, you know, we have a guest and we're talking about, you know, sport fishing, whatever, you know, guest might be in there. And I'm really stoked that we're just going to get to spend 2 hours of just BSing about tackle and inshore fishing and all of those kinds of things. And it's going to be lots of your phone calls and lots of Corey's information and, you know, just all things involved. Tackle, info. It's going to be a great show.
Next weekend, Let's Talk Hookup Saturday and Sunday, and that's going to be Sunday. So that's going to be a fun time. So that wraps up our catch report. We have a lot of patient callers. One line open. You want to get through, have a chance to win that $100 set of raffle tickets. No need to be present for this. You can win a lot of great stuff for the Make-A-Wish Tuna Challenge at 833-288-0973.
All right, let's talk to Chuck. Chuck's calling us from Dana Point this morning. Good morning, Chuck. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys. How are you, man?
Great.
What's up, Chuck?
How about those killer whales out here? Crazy, huh?
Yeah, that has been some wild footage lately of all these, you know, killer whale schools right off the coast here. It's been really fun.
That's cool.
Yeah, something
else. One of the great things about going fishing, you get to see that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Bonus.
Yeah, we're going today. Hopefully my grandsons will see them. Hey, my question is for the doctor. Now, seasick, I help a lot of people on the boats, and the boats usually don't have anything for them but advice, you know, stay out of the galley, whatever. Does ginger ale still work? Is there enough ginger in the soda to help? And I've seen some people with that ginger rock candy from Trader Joe's eating it before going out fishing. And when people take Dramamine, I go, you're supposed to take that on the way here and eat breakfast. That's the only way I see it work, because most of the people are throwing up with it. So I was wondering about the ginger ale.
Good question.
Yeah, I mean, I've definitely seen it work some. Certainly the best way is just to not get sick in the first place, because after you've gotten sick, it's definitely challenging. And so I've seen the ginger extract pills, you know, again, the Trader Joe's stuff or ginger ale. Over the years, I also seen stuff with, like, natural sugars. So I'm actually an expert at seasickness. I haven't been sick since I was 12, but before then, I used to get sick a couple times a summer, and my dad would be like, the big eye are biting. We're not going anywhere.
Figure it out, man. We're halfway to the bank.
So I finally got over it, but that was something that I've seen with people that have fished with us, either natural sugars type stuff, grapes, or the ginger stuff that definitely has some impact. But so many times people think they're going to get sick. I'm like, take the meds before you leave the dock.
Yes.
Don't hang out.
What
in
do
the
you
diesel.
Recommend?
I think the thing that's on the market now, and we were talking about it before, is the Transcope patch. I think that's probably the best way to go, and definitely put it on while you're still at the dock. Don't wait to see, hey, let's see if I'm going to get sick or not.
I've always, the most common, you know, in the tackle store at the drugstore is like Bonine or Dramamine or something like that, and I've always told, you know, buds that are gone, or maybe they're taking a friend that doesn't to take that thing like the night before, like a full, you know, just to get it in their system, you know, take one the day before you're going fishing, and then maybe take one the morning of, that kind of thing, just to really get it in you. And honestly, like, I almost think that the practice is more psychological than physical, just knowing, you know, we always, whenever we're selling somebody something at the shop that is nervous about it, we'll just say, hey, man, take this thing, get one in you the night before you go, take another one the day of, guaranteed you're not getting seasick. That's the guarantee. And, like, it's almost more like that thought in their mind of, like, oh, okay, well, as long as we follow this program, it's not possible for us to get sick, and then they never do. You know, it's that, it just seems so psychological sometimes for people where they're just so concerned, I know I'm going to get sick, and then they smell diesel, and then there's waves, and next thing you know, they're heaving over the side.
There is a placebo effect.
For sure.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Hey, thanks a lot for the call, but ginger works, definitely. All right. Time to find out what's going out there with the fishdope.com report.
You got it, man. Your saltwater guide is standing by, and that's Captain Dave Hansen. And today, the Catch Report is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landing, but now with Fish Pros the Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerkied fish, spices, rubs, smoked cheese, and their famous tuna burger right at their convenient Liberty Station location, or order online at Fisherman's Processing. Processing.com. Spices and rubs are also available at Dana Landing in Mission Bay, which I'm sure we'll be talking about next week. We stopped by Fish Pros yesterday, and those guys were, the hands and knives were flying yesterday.
Yeah.
They were breaking out a lot of fish. Hey, let's talk to Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide. What's up, Dave?
Well, good morning, Pete, Rick. Pete, I just want you to know.
Yeah, I know.
I was out there yesterday all day. I got to watch a bunch of guys catch some phenomenal tuna. I got to watch my buddy Billy catch 5 right next to me.
Oh.
We caught 0, Pete, and we were out there till I got back in at midnight last night. So
sounds like bluefin
just
fishing.
Just so you know.
So even Dave misses sometimes.
Yeah, so after I talked to you the other day, you know, I was like, you know what, I should have never talked to Pete.
Yeah, sorry, man, I must have jinxed it. Yeah, we did a 2-day on-field research, and we had similar results, like nothing.
Yes,
yeah.
See it around. It's
right.
The problem with big fish is when a big 200-pounder gets caught, the flash bulbs go everywhere, and it's on every social media account, and you get get yourself convinced that all you need to do is be out there on a floating barge.
Oh, yeah.
And it's guaranteed 200-pounders.
Yeah,
but
doesn't happen.
They're bluefin for a reason, man. Those things will get you.
So what's the hot ticket?
Billy was floating those flying fish. What I call it is catfish fishing. If you got the time and you can just set and not go running after these schools of fish when you see them pop up, if you can just sit there and drift all day with some flying fish out, you'll probably do pretty good. I got an 8. I don't know if you've ever seen me speak, but I got ADD. I can't really sit still very long. So
I'm with you, man. I can't. I need to be chasing something down all the time. Like,
absolutely.
Patience is not a skill set of mine.
And I think that was one of our issues, too, when we were out there on the bank, too, is we sat there and sat there and sat there and nothing was going on. We left, went looking around, and the guy sitting right next to us was asking for help putting a giant one on the deck. So
yeah, help yourself back out of here.
Yeah.
I'm just letting everybody know that don't beat yourself up so bad. I mean, if you look at the fish count for yesterday, there was, I don't know, a couple 1,200 people out fishing. I think the fish count says there was 7 bluefin caught. So
yeah.
Guys, don't get discouraged. It is what it is. It's like Ricky said, it's that giant bluefin, and it happens to all of us. So that's why I was sharing that information, because you can't get discouraged. Don't stop fishing.
Even your saltwater guide misses.
It's trophy hunting. That's what it is. You don't knock down a trophy every time you go. That's just how it is.
Right. So don't get discouraged. Don't sell all your tackle because you didn't catch one. Just relax. Go try it again. I really wish I had gone to Catalina, because the fishing over there is still phenomenal. The bass fishing, the barracuda fishing, then my buddy Jimmy Decker. Him and Eric were trying to catch bass yesterday at San Clemente Island, and that bluefin popped up less than a mile off the island. They slid out there and caught a bluefin, and they could have made a cast off the right side of the boat, caught a calico bass. They cast off the left side, caught a bluefin. So
wild.
Yeah, you just don't know. But the fishing, look at what's going on down south. Here we go. Maybe this fish is going to slide up. Wouldn't that be bitching to have some yellowtail under the kelp patties here at the end of August?
It's going to be wide open next week, because they're going to be gone. So it's pretty much a guarantee.
I mean, if you want to really talk about it, you're gone and I'm gone.
And you're gone.
Like, I don't think it's possible to have better stars aligning than what's going on right now.
Get out there and go fishing, guys. Right? That's
I better take Kelly out offshore fishing next weekend so she can get her bluefin and her yellowtail while you guys are gone.
There you go.
Good call, buddy.
Perfect, perfect. Well, fishdope.com has all the information. The boys have stayed on it and keep us posted on what's going on, what the proper methods are, etc. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com by using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code for fishdope.com. And Dave, how do we find you?
You guys can check me out at my website at yoursaltwaterguide.com. Go to the website, check it out. Or if you guys want to go on that 65-foot Hatteras and go drive around the ocean and look at bluefin with me, I'd be more than happy to take you on a ride. Give me a call at 949-374-0786. I'll talk to you guys next Sunday. Have a great trip.
All right.
Thanks, Dave.
You'll talk to Ricky and Corey next Sunday. So have a great time and catch a lot of bluefin while I'm gone. All right. Appreciate that.
All right. Well, let's jump back into these jam-packed phones. Everybody's excited to talk to the boys. Why don't we talk to Frank? He's calling us from Murrieta this morning. Hi, Frank. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Well, hey, good morning. I was calling you from Murrieta, but I just now stepped foot onto my boat getting ready to go head out and look for those bluefin.
Excellent.
Nice.
Good luck.
Yeah. So I was listening last week, and you guys were talking about fish processing and keeping fish for a couple days, get them to the processor. They hold a lot better. Well, something I've been doing for a long time, we did it back east a lot. We didn't have RSWs back in the day, and a lot of us don't have the luxury for RSWs on our boats. So I use rock salt or ice cream salt in my ice, and, man, that turns that fish almost rock solid sometimes. If you put a little too much in there, you're going to freeze your beer, so you don't want to do that. Pick up about a pound of rock salt, mix it up in your ice. It's going to make your ice last longer, and it's going to help preserve your fish a lot better.
What a great, call!
I mean, yeah,
inexpensive and easy to do, and it just it'll bring that temperature down.
Yeah, indeed, very good call. Well, good luck going catching them, Frank. I hope we get them, and thanks for the tip. Rock salt, easy and cheap.
Yeah, that's
and
a great
it works.
Call.
All right, appreciate the call this morning.
All right, let's jump back into the phones and talk to Rick. Rick's called us from Temecula this morning. Hey, Rick, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, guys. I'm very much enjoying the show. Quick question about the tuna tournament. I'm an individual, don't have a private boat. Is there any way to network or get in contact with somebody that's maybe looking to fill a team, you know, from 3 to 4 that wants to, you know, share the expenses of, you know, the registration date, all that stuff?
Good question. If you have a single or you just don't have a boat, you want to connect with people, does Make-A-Wish have a chance to put teams together?
We don't have anything formal with that. We've been dealing with that for years and kind of struggling with it, but it really is sort of started as a private boater tournament. But you can go on to like BD Outdoors and post it. There's always other fishermen looking for people to share gas expense, especially these days.
Sure.
So that would be my suggestion.
Yeah, get yourself a handful of flying fish, which are not inexpensive to buy, and post the fact that you want to go on a team, and you got some good binoculars, and you got some good baits, and you're willing to pay for some fuel. I guarantee you, you'll find yourself on a ride for Make-A-Wish, no problem.
I'm sure that would be the case.
Yeah, good source for that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just on the general forums?
Yeah, that's what I would do. And the BD has always been good with us and posting. There's a Make-A-Wish banner on there, so you can use that.
All right. There you go, Rick. Thanks a lot for the call. BD Outdoors, they connect with so many different anglers that it's a good source for them.
Yeah, I think that'd be a great call. Yeah. Hey, let's talk to Dave. Dave's calling from Anza this morning. Good morning, Dave. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. And I'm going to change gears on you just a little bit. Dave from Anza is now Dave in the High Sierras.
Nice.
We're in the second week of a 3-week trek up here in the Eastern Sierras, and what a gem we have in our own backyard that we overlook so often. Conditions up here are just ideal, pleasant days, cool nights for good sleeping weather, and the streams are kind of calming down now from all that big snowpack runoff that we had earlier, and on the lake fishing, I've been concentrating on Convict Lake, the Mammoth Lakes area, and so far for me, it's just been stalker trout, but the guy camped next to us pulled in a 7-pound brown out of June Lake. We got a nice fillet off of that. So just can't say enough of what a great spot it is up here in the Eastern Sierras. And I know that you guys talked in the past about adventures and camping. Well, I just want to let you know, I've seen their rigs at several of the campgrounds up here on the Eastern Sierras, and what a great operation that is. You see them in ideal prime spots, and, you know, we have our own RV. We spend about 4 months a year on the road traveling, but if I didn't have mine, I would sure go with that outfit because it sure looks easy.
Yeah, Rick can attest to that. There's no doubt about that. It's adventureincamping.com. It's easy to find. And, Rick, you just came back from that. And it's a lot easier than hauling your own up there, right?
Well, you know, we're kind of geared it dialed into our own rig and everything. But if I didn't have my own, you know, I'd definitely go with Adventures in Camping.
Yeah, indeed.
Yeah, Adventure in Camping is just, yeah, like you say, it's just, it's all of the things of having a rig and being dialed in. Like, you know, if you spend months at a time like Dave does, you got it dialed. But for those of us that don't, it's nice to have somebody that, you know, you show up and the trailer's there and it's leveled and the generator's full of gas and the fridge is cold and you throw your gear into there. It's all the advantage of having your own rig, but without any of the hassle.
Well, sounds like, how are the mosquitoes right now?
Actually, they're not bad at all.
Okay,
you know,
good.
They haven't had a problem where we've been staying at. We did go up over Tioga Pass into Yosemite, and up in that high country, I think they've been having quite an outbreak up there, but
yeah,
it's been ideal where we're at. I say it couldn't have nicer conditions, and I look forward to a great fall, maybe make a return trip up here for the fall colors, September, October.
All right. Thanks, Dave, for that High Sierra report. Great report. Appreciate that very much. You know, I have to mention some very sad news. Speaking of Anza, another Anza restaurant resident, our friend Gary Schiebler, world's greatest fishing band, and, of course, the original Dorados.
Right.
Gary's... He's in the hospital. He had a stroke.
And
then, when he had a stroke, he went in for an MRI, and they found stage 4 cancer throughout his body.
Oh, man.
Very sad news. They do have a GoFundMe page up for Gary Schiebler. So if you want to help the family out, they're trying to raise $30,000 for his care, because obviously being a musician, he doesn't have a lot of money. So just search for Gary Schiebler and the GoFundMe page, and help him out, because certainly Gary's given so much
to the
fishing community, and we're just so sad to hear about his things, and certainly hope that Gary can pull out here.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, you talk about a guy that always has the best attitude,
yeah,
and always willing to volunteer his time and, you know, and talent to just about anything. That's a real hard one to hear.
Big hard hit for us.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, when we come back, we have more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of this great fishing info, more information. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup right here on 97.3 The Fan.
G'day, folks. Damon Olson from Nomad Tackle. We're the tackle company from down under, making lures that catch fish everywhere. We've got an incredible range of gear that's catching a heap of fish in California right now. You'll hear us say crafted by experience a lot. It's because I've spent 20 years running Australia's biggest offshore charter operation on the Great Barrier Reef, and it's that hard-won knowledge that's gone into designing an amazing range of lures and tackle that are up to the toughest challenge. I design everything we make to catch more fish and work perfectly straight out of the box. I design the patented auto-tune system on the DTX Minnow to ensure that the lures track straight, swim super fast and deep all the time. The DTX 200 dives to over 40 feet at 12 knots, and it's already proven itself as the must-have Wahoo trolling lure with the long-range fleet. Our Buffalo Flashfall jigs are catching monster tuna and come rigged and ready with serious hooks. We've got everything you need for tuna, yellowtail, wahoo, and any other species you can dream of. So check us out now at nomadtackle.com and find your nearest dealer in Southern California right now.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedro Sport Fishing. Cedro's Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedro Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests, as well as an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We now have a direct flight departing through the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge with first-class accommodations and meals. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7577 or check out SadroSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
I can't wait to spend some quality time with my son fishing this year, teaching him about casting, how to choose bait, set the hook, and how to be safe on the water by always wearing a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
This is Pete Gray to tell you about one of my favorite places to fish in the world. It's Whaler's Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. For several years now, we've been hosting groups at Whaler's Cove, and this is certainly one trip I do not miss. Each year, the Powers family makes great improvements to the lodge that make this great lodge even better. New rooms, new boats, new fish processing facilities, new outdoor kitchen. The list goes on and on. As for fishing, the calm waters around Whaler's Cove are 100 miles from any large town, so you will enjoy wilderness adventure without the crowds. Whaler's Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there's no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Here's the deal. The word is out on Whaler's Cove, so you want to go? Book soon. WhalersCoveLodge.com or call 800-423-3123. WhalersCoveLodge.com for the Alaska fishing experience of a lifetime.
Did you know you can listen to 97.3 The Fan from the comfort of your bed? Just say, Alexa, play 97.3 The Fan.
Play 97.3 The Fan on radio.com.
Something tells me, like, you might see me walk on water.
Use Alexa to listen to 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
All right. Hey, well, we're talking Make-A-Wish Tuna Challenge. Again, the dates are?
The dates are the very end of this month.
August 23rd.
August 23rd, Friday, is the captain's meeting at 6 p.m., which will be at Portuguese Hall.
Is that a mandatory captain's meeting?
Somebody, you have to have one representative from each team attend so that you sign the rules and that there's no mess-ups that way. And then fishing starts 5 a.m. on Saturday.
Can you leave the dock before that?
Yeah, you can leave the dock right after the captain's meeting.
Okay.
It's just that lines in 5 a.m. Saturday, and then you have to weigh in by 9 a.m. on Sunday.
And then the actual award banquet and auction is at Portuguese Hall.
It's
a
Portuguese
great facility right there in Shelter Island. Starts at 10 a.m.
10 a.m. on Sunday.
And it goes through?
Goes to about 2 o'clock or so.
Okay. Great. Good times.
No doubt.
You know, another great tournament is the 35th Annual Lou Duchesne Memorial Big Fish Tournament. So the weekend before, I know you guys have all participated in that one, too. It's a great tournament, a great group of people. August 17th, a huge payout for 7 anglers there on that. And it's got some great sponsors. If you want more information on our buddy Lou Duchesne and that memorial tournament, August 17th, just check, contact Ellie. Ellie Duchesne at Ellie@SanDiegoRodAndReel.com. Ellen, E-L-L-E-N, at SanDiegoRodAndReel.com, and get in on that 35th annual Lou Duchesne Memorial Big Fish Tournament. Phones are packed. Let's jump into it.
Tom in Temecula is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Tom. Good morning.
Morning, guys.
Hi, Tom.
I got a question concerning infections you can get from just handling fish. You know, we always end up scratching ourselves, either getting line cuts or getting cut by gill plates there on fish, or reaching down and gill the rakers there. And I've heard of some people getting infections that are pretty serious. Can you guys talk to that issue?
Good question. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the deckhands are, you know, they're out there every day, and so it's interesting. You know, if you get poked, you obviously want to clean it out really good and soap and water. One thing I know that all the deckhands carry, they carry that liquid glue or crazy glue. Whenever they get cuts, they just go. And it's actually fairly similar to the stuff we use in the medical offices, the Dermabond, and they just cover up the cut there. And they all have a bottle of it somewhere in their pockets.
Is that safe?
It's...
Sort of.
Both boys are shaking their head, looking at each other like off-label use.
It's off-label use, but I mean, at the end of the day, the same thing we do in the office. You clean out a wound really good, and then you use the Dermabond to cover it up. So,
does hydrogen peroxide help? I mean, when you talk about cleaning the wound, I mean, you're talking about scrubbing it pretty well. Does hydrogen peroxide do anything?
It's a sting real bad.
Not necessarily, but it's not so much the hydrogen peroxide as it is just irrigating the wound out and keeping it clean. Soap's probably a little better, has antibacterial properties. Hydrogen peroxide really doesn't. But one thing is pokes are much worse than cuts.
Okay.
If you get spiked by a fin or something like that, it's like a hypodermic needle maybe injecting the bacteria in. If you have a cut, it's open. Your body can sort of irrigate itself, you know, because it bleeds.
Yeah, sure.
So we tend to see the infections more with pokes rather than cuts or lacerations.
And they can get pretty serious, right?
They can.
Yeah.
You know, because a poke can also go pretty deep. You know, some of those spines are pretty long, and you can have a pretty deep infection.
I've known plenty of crew members and buds that have, you know, same deal, gotten poked, not realized that a teeny piece of the spine broke off, and you just, you know, you're walking on the deck in your flip-flops and you kick a dorsal spine or something like that and don't realize it, and then, you know, now there's a little foreign piece of fish inside of you festering and not being a good thing.
Yeah, so what do? You get poked by, you got rockfish fishing, saying you get poked deep. What do?
Well, I would try to squeeze it a little bit just to get a little blood out, maybe to kind of irrigate it a bit if you can, but then just wash it with soap and water, and then you wait and see.
Yeah.
And if it starts getting red and looks like it's getting infected, go see your doctor.
If it starts getting red and swollen and starts to become more painful, you'll know it. Definitely go see your doctor.
Within a day or two?
The quicker the better.
Yeah, I mean, like, how soon would you know?
It's usually you don't get it within the first day. It may be a little sore, but if after about 3 days it's getting worse, it's getting red, it's getting painful, that's usually a sign that it's getting infected. And so, you know, when it's worsening, you just can't have this mindset of, let me just sit on it and see what happens.
Well, that's what I do.
That's my style.
It's a guy thing. Right?
It'll get better.
Yeah.
Send a text to Ken, like, hey, man,
but it won't,
something
right?
wrong here.
Yeah,
go see your doctor.
Yeah,
especially if it's very, very serious.
If it is an infection and it's getting worse, that means it's sort of starting to overwhelm your own immune system. So you need some help.
Yeah, okay. Good call, Tom. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that. That does free up 833-288-0973.
All right, next up, let's talk to Barry. He's calling us from Alhambra this morning. Good morning, Barry. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, Rick. I got a question for you. If you had a Talica 20, would you rather put Powerful Max Quattro, or would you put a Hollow Ace on there?
Man, that's such a tough call. I get both sides, Barry. The beauty of the Max Quattro is you're going to get increased line capacity, and the Hollow Ace is my favorite Spectra to work with. It's a 16 carrier hollow braid. What I have on mine is the Hollow Ace. But that's because I put line on my TAC 20 before Max Quattro was an option. So they're both good lines, and I wouldn't say that one is right or wrong. I have the hollow on mine because I really like the connections that come with hollow Spectra, but, you know, 100-pound hollow Spectra on a TAC 20, you don't get a ton of line on the reel.
Like how much?
You're going to be like in that 400-yard-ish area, something like that. Maybe a little more. Maybe like the mid fours. I'm just going off the cuff. I'm not certain by that. You put 100-pound Max Quattro on that thing, you're well over 500 yards. I mean, you know, more than that even. So,
but you get the other disadvantage of that is that connections, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to say disadvantage, but
no,
the advantage of Hollow Ace
exactly
is that you have some line you want to replace. Let's say you have a bad piece of line.
You got it.
I mean, it's an instant. No, you can't even tell that you made a splice, and it's a done deal. You don't have to replace the whole spool.
All of my long-range fishing reels have Hollow Ace on them, and probably every other or every third year, I'll usually take 100 yards off the top. I just cut it off, and I splice in a new top section, so the line that I'm casting and the line that's running over your fingers when you're... Because you know how it is. You soak a bait out there 100 yards, and the hook kind of goes sideways back into his nose, and you wind the thing back to the boat, and it's helicoptering back to the boat the whole time and twisting your line up. You can't really get that stuff out.
Yeah.
I mean, a little bit, sure, but the nice thing about Hollow Ace is you can spend, you know, $30 on another 100-yard piece, splice it right in, and you're fishing with brand-new Spectra the whole way. So
what about putting 80 instead of 100 on Hollow Ace?
Certainly an option, too.
Because you're going to probably fish 60 or 80 on that rail anyway, right?
Yes, but the beauty of a TAC 20 is it's so robust that if you wanted to fish 100,
yeah,
you totally could, and now you're kind of limiting yourself with backing. You know, there's never a perfect answer on any of those things. It's just kind of leaning towards what you do the most with the reel. And they're both good options. That's the good part of it. I wish I could answer it better for you, Barry, but I hope
that
helps some.
Now that we've totally confused you, we'll just say thanks for the call this morning.
Yeah, right?
Indeed. All right, let's jump back in the phone.
You got it. How about Norman calling from San Diego up next? What's up, Norman?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I got a question for the docs about CSEC medicine. You know, there are these antiemetics that are for used for post-surgical nausea or chemotherapy-induced nausea. Wondering if any of those have ever been tried for seasickness, and do you know if that's available for treating seasickness?
You know, it's a good question. I've thought about it because it's called Zofran or Ondansetron, and so we use it all the time, like when kids are coming to the office, you know, and they've got a gastro bug and throwing up, and it really seems to help as far as, you know, stopping the, you know, the nausea and the vomiting. And but it's crossed my mind, you know.
Is that similar to, like, Sturgeron Forte? Because that was one that was recommended to me.
Also Cinerzine, I think it was called, or something like that. Bart Hall, like, literally just sent me a text kind of saying that same thing that he was using.
I think that's more like Bonine or Dramamine. I think that that's in that category.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that, again, you guys know much better than I, but I think that one that Pete was describing, that Sturgeron, was often prescribed to, like, post-op cancer patients because it was a nausea-calming type of a thing. I know very little about it, just fishing guys that were trying things, and but I think it came from that world of, like, a nausea preventative or something along those lines.
Well, that's where scopolamine came from. Okay. I mean, they were using it all the time. The anesthesiologist would use it for post-op nausea.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. Norm, I hope that answers the question. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Doug in Montebello is up next on Let's Talk Cook Up. Doug, thanks for hanging in there with us.
Yeah, I've got a couple of questions now. Does the body build up immunity to getting seasick? And then have you ever taken the kids out on the fishing tournament from the Make-A-Wish Foundation?
So we don't take the kids out for the tournament unless we have a team that has a kid that wants to go. But we have granted wishes for kids outside of the tournament. And then
go fishing.
That go fishing.
Like,
yeah.
That's what their wish is.
Yeah. I think you mentioned that one. Yeah. One kid wanted to go fishing. And then what was the first question? The first part of it was?
It does.
I think Ken said it as well. I used to get sick as a kid. Just sick as a dog as a kid. But I just kept going. And if you go out, you know, on long cruises, things like that, you might be sick the first few days, but 99% of people will get used to it.
Yeah, I remember. I was the same way as Ken, just out marlin fishing with my dad, just absolutely miserable. But you know, when the reel went off, I got up and pulled
totally
the fish in, right? And you just get over it.
Yeah, you just get used to it.
Yeah. Yeah, is it the body just gets adjusted to the motion?
It's your brain. I mean, what seasickness is a disconnect between what your eyes are seeing and what your semicircular canals in your ear is telling the brain.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And sometimes your brain can't figure it out, but eventually you learn. Your brain learns how to deal with it.
Time on the water.
Wants to not be
time
sick
on the
water. Long enough today.
Yeah. And there's some people that it affects. No, they're never affected.
Yeah, there's lots of people that never get seasick, but
yeah.
And then there's that 1% that no matter what they do,
sure,
they never get used to it. Charles Darwin was one.
Really?
Which
no
is why
what?
When he was on the Beagle, he got off all the time. He didn't want to get on the boat. That's why he did a lot of his research on land.
Thanks a lot for the call, Doug.
How about Arnie up next in Vista? Hey, Arnie, good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
Great.
Great.
Yeah, a question. A couple questions I had, actually, is like if you know somebody who's in a situation where they want, like, would request to have a wish granted, how would you go about it? And for Ken, I don't know if you guys were familiar with a lady that used to be involved in NHRA drag racing, a lady named Terry Chandler. She owned a Make-A-Wish funny car. I know you're familiar with her.
I'm not familiar with her. That's even though I'm a sports fanatic, I think that even extends past my sports knowledge. But as far as, you know, getting referring wishes, it can actually, it doesn't have to be a doctor that does the wish. So they actually have on, you know, all the local Make-A-Wish chapters, they have a referral form. And so anybody can do a referral. Like, and they have a set of criteria that they review that has to do with the specific diseases. So sometimes it can be from a doc, and sometimes it can be from a community member, and then Make-A-Wish will review the application, and they may have to consult with a physician to see if this meets their criteria. But they've left it open on purpose to make sure that any child that's potentially eligible is going to get access to the wish.
That's awesome.
You guys basically don't have control over the wishes. You give the money to the Make-A-Wish Foundation of San Diego, and they do the work.
Exactly.
Yeah. Can you have any influence on, hey, let's take some kids fishing or anything like that? Or?
Well, anytime, you know, there's a whole posse of us. So anytime a kid's coming in from out of town or somebody wants to, you know, they want to go fishing, they always just give us a call and say, hey, we want to, you know, a kid wants to go out fishing. And even if it's not part of their wish, we're always, like, happy to do it. And,
yeah.
And that's usually the best fishing is if you take a kid, yeah. The fish always bite.
That's cool.
Indeed. By the way, happy birthday, Arnie.
Yeah, nice job. Fun seeing you yesterday, Arnie.
And thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. How about next up, we talk to Mike. He's calling us from Chula Vista this morning. Hey, Mike, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Yo, Mike.
Hey, you there?
There good it morning, is. Mike. Good morning, Mike.
Pick us up, Mike. That sounds like...
Hey, can you hear me?
There you go.
We got
can you hear me now?
Yeah, go ahead, buddy.
Okay. Yeah. If I have to move 2 inches in this house.
Okay.
Hey, what's going on? I'm trying to find out what's going on with the yellows outside.
Well, as we heard from Captain Mike Pritchard this morning, there's some very good yellowtail fishing on kelp patties, and sounds like the yellowtail fishing at the Coronado Islands has been, you know, in typical summer thing.
Water turned green.
Yeah, it bites for a few days, and then the conditions got tough, and they're still picking off a little bit of fish, but that really solid bite that was happening at the Coronado Islands has slowed some, but they're
it'll
still
come back.
Yeah, they're and even in so, there's still been fish to be had, but
it's going to come
bit
back this week because I can't go and I'm leaving town.
Exactly,
and you're leaving town.
But it did sound like there's some very good kelp patty fishing that we heard from Mike Pritchard on the Tribute, and well within 1 day range.
Yeah.
So nice knowing that when you are out looking for bluefin tuna, if you come across the right kelp, there might be a really nice yellowtail and even a bonus Dorado score to be had.
Plenty of good fishing to be had right now.
Sounds
hey,
like
Mike,
it's time to go.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Before we run out of time, I want to be sure to talk more about how do you get involved with the Make-A-Wish Tuna Challenge Tournament.
Well, if you want to fish it or even help out, you can just go to the website, tunachallenge.org. You can register online to fish a tournament, register your team. If you want to volunteer, there's a link to sign up for that because we are looking for lots of volunteers to help, particularly on the Sunday. So if you just go to tunachallenge.org, it has all the information, the rules of the tournament, everything you need to know.
Okay. And, it's a really great website laid out very, very well.
Yeah.
tunachallenge.org. So what's going to be... Are you going after the big bluefin?
Well, we're going after the big prize, so
we're
swinging for the fences.
I mean, let's talk about it. Is it going to take one of those big bluefin to take the money this year, or take the prize? And what are the prizes for the tournament? By the way, we didn't even discuss that. What do the winners get?
Well, we haven't divvied it up yet, so that'll be distributed at the captain's meeting. But we always have a grand prize for the angler who catches the largest fish, no matter whether it's small boat or large boat division. And that usually is a really nice trip. In the past few years, we've been giving out a trip to Alaska for that.
Wow.
And then there's
so it's a big prize. You get the big
prizes,
score,
yeah.
And you get the big prize.
And then we have the large and small boat divisions have their categories of certain places, and they'll be... We usually have a one trip per category, and then a lot of fishing gear, rod,
high-end
reel, tackle.
Especially with our great sponsors.
Yeah. There's a lot of people that have Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
Dana Landing.
Yes. In Mission Bay. It's been very, very generous. I know a lot of people really get up and support this Make-A-Wish organization. And in the fishing community, there's a lot of people that do that.
And right? I think we're all proud. Like, we're all proud as fishermen to get to support. It's a cool way for, you know, for us, like, you know, you want to go fishing anyways, you can join this tournament and you know that your dollars are going to support a great event. And it's, you know, it's a cliche thing to say, but it's the truth. Like, your money's going to a much cooler thing than, you know, than to just going in the gas tank.
Make-A-Wish draws the people in, but it's a fishing community that comes together and helps all
That's what I'm trying
kids.
To say, exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah, well said. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So make a wish. So it's basically tunachallenge.org. You are right on the front page. You can see the 2019 tournament form. You can download the PDF file and just fill that out and enter.
Correct.
All right. And, of course, the captain's meeting. Can you enter at the captain's meeting?
You can.
Okay.
Yep.
So that's going to be Friday, right, August 23rd at 6 p.m. at Portuguese Hall right there in Shelter Island. So you don't even have to pre-register. Just come to the captain's meeting and sign up.
Yeah, if you're waiting for that last-minute fish report and say, hey, they're on, I want to go fish it, just come down to the captain's meeting.
From skiffs to sport fishers, like the categories are built so that everybody's on a fair playing field. It's such a cool event.
Oh, yeah. We've had some small boats win the big prize.
Oh, yeah. That's for cool. Sure.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky guy's got himself $100 worth of tickets to the Mega Raffle. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on 97.3 The Fan.
Pete here to tell you about our friends Jim and Mary and their incredible crew at Poway Valley Collision. I hear it all the time. Hey, I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, and you were right. Mentioned you guys, and they gave us the VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them now, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And I'm not fooling. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, and Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. I had my car repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
It's Yamaha's Power the Summer sales event. For a limited time, eligible new 90 to 300 horsepower 4-strokes include 2 free years of Yamaha extended service. And eligible 2.5 to 75 horsepower 4-strokes include up to $500 in dealer credit. Visit your local Yamaha Outboards dealer today. Yamaha. Reliability starts here. Offer ends August 30th, 2019. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. 24-month Yamaha extended service added to 36-month factory limited warranty. See authorized Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Cass Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. For over 20 years, Cass Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips. Whether it's a fishing trip, a family vacation, or an adventure, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cast Tours at 800-593-6510 or check casttours.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Stop asking your smart speaker to give you the latest stock prices. You don't own any. Instead, listen to your favorite host talk about the Padres. Tell your smart speaker to play 97.3 The Fan. You can use your smart speaker to stream 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. All right, it's time. The big winner of the $100 worth of raffle tickets to the big Make-A-Wish Tuna Challenge Mega Raffle is going to Rick in Temecula. Rick, congratulations. You are going to win some cool gear.
Oh, yeah, you are. Congratulations, Rick, and hope you get down to the banquet, too. So, once again, tunachallenge.org is the best source for all the information, right?
That is correct.
Okay. You can download the registration or just come to the captain's meeting on Friday, August 23rd, 6 p.m. at the Portuguese Hall, right?
Correct. Yep. You can sign up right there.
Yeah. Yeah. Any other pertinent information you'd like to share with our listeners?
Yeah. Tell me where the fish are.
I like it, Brad.
Hey, well, thanks for all you guys do for the community. And thank you for all your efforts. Both of you do such a lot for Make-A-Wish and for the fishing community and everything like that. So we really appreciate that very much. Thanks, Ken. Appreciate the fishing physicians here.
Awesome being here.
Thank you. For sure. And thank you, too. Appreciate you. Ricky, good luck.
Yeah,
Cedros. Cedros Sport Fishing, our Let's Talk Hookup trip. I'm headed to Whalers Cove Lodge to our Let's Talk Hookup trip. I'll be gone for the next couple weekends. But next Saturday, Steve, John, and Gene from Dana Landing and ECBT. Wow, what a great show. That's going to be a wealth of knowledge here in the fan studios next Saturday. And then next Sunday, it's a freelance one, inshore fishing with the one and only Rock Cod Rick and Corey Sandin from MC Swim Baits next Sunday here. Want to thank Brian and, of course, Adam for all that they do here, for being here this morning. And thank you for being here this morning and this weekend and supporting all our sponsors. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week right back here on 97.3 The Fan.